Well, howdy there, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Insomnia Radio Canada. This is show number 77, and I had really hoped to have this out a whole lot sooner, as well as, you know, have everything in the office all set up. So I'm still recording through the old Nessie Blue mic. Do not have the new gear 100% set up yet, but we are getting there. But there's far too much music in the inbox to ignore, so I figured I'd better just jump right to it and get some music out to all of you so you can keep enjoying all this fantastic Canadian music that's been either sent to me or I've gone around and discovered. Lots of great stuff coming in, and I have to thank quite a few people for, you know, spreading the word and saying, hey, send your music here, they'll probably play it. So thank you to everybody who has been sending stuff in. If you haven't heard from me, I probably haven't gotten to it yet. Feel free to resend it or touch base with me. And if I've said I'm going to play your music and you haven't heard from me saying I've played it or found it on the show being played, feel free to also touch base with me. I may have misplaced it in the switcheroo of moving to new gear. So we are off the computer that was lagging and being slow, and was gifted a older MacBook Pro, which seems to be working pretty fantastic for exactly what I want it to do. So with that, let's jump into some music. Well, folks, I hope that you enjoyed that track. I decided I needed to start off show 77 with something really different, and hopefully that fixed the books for you. The track is One. That's the character One, not the word O-N-E. And it came to me for 100 million thousand. This will be on the playlist for you for Humankind Leaving the Planet, he says. He feels his musical fluency has evolved, and he's finally satisfied with his ability to convey a message before it felt like broken English. With the release of One, his first single from his upcoming LP2, he feels like he's gotten his own dialect. You can stream One on Spotify and SoundCloud, and this is his first release in 2 years. So hopefully you enjoyed that track. And rather than me babble on forever, I'm going to get right into some more music and we'll talk to you a bit in a bit. Yeah. So enjoy this track.
Dancing in the low light. Whoa, whoa. I'm just yours. Well, falling in love sometimes ain't easy when your heart puts up a fight. Wondering if it's wrong or if it's right, but when you know.
Listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, all the very best of Canadian independent music.
Oh, where do I start? So, let's go back to that first track there. That was a direct submit to me from a band that I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. I should definitely play that and check that out. The band is called Ponytails, and the song was Just Yours. These guys are from Vancouver, BC, and they say they have a 60s pop music style. This song was inspired by the experience of passing by someone on the street that you once shared a life with. It's like, apparently it's my first day with my new tongue. I feel like it's close to something we've all experienced, so it felt good to write about it. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. Yeah, so had a little interruption there, had to hit pause on the recording. So I can tell from looking at my inbox that I have had a couple of submissions from these guys, and this is the first one I have played. So at some point in time, I may have to go back and see what else I have from them and what else I would like to play. So Too Long is now available on SoundCloud and Spotify. So go over there and check that on out, because that would be a fantastic, awesome, amazing thing to do. And the second track I played was from, let me look at my notes here. The VPS, so Vienna Psychoanalytical Society. The track was More Than Emotion, and this is featuring Solo Sonic and Jed. I have played these guys before, and I believe, if my brain is remembering correctly, they are from the Kitchener-Waterloo area here in Ontario. So, yep, go check out more of their stuff, because it's over on SoundCloud and Spotify as well. So I'm thinking you can make a pretty awesome playlist of music that's been played on Insomnia Radio Canada now over on SoundCloud, because I know these two groups that I just played, as well as Double Experience, are being played over there on SoundCloud. So that's pretty awesome. And if you don't know who Double Experience is, you should really go find some of their stuff. A couple of my favorite tracks from them are Glimmer Shot. So if you're a gamer, you know the game Destiny. This is all about the game Destiny. Yep. Glimmer Shot, really awesome track, one of my favorites, as well as Here's Why. So yeah, go check that stuff out. So it's been a while since I've recorded a show. This is currently the month of June, beginning of June, and my last show was in February. So for those not playing the at-home game and on my personal contact lists, what have you missed? You have missed, in February, the temp job I was working, driving over an hour every day to get to and from for the minimum wage here in Canada, which sucks. Ran out of work for me, so they let me go. I spent 2 months looking for a job. Found one. I had applied for a front desk receptionist type position. Got offered the supervisor position. Figured, what the heck, I'll take it. But I have no training in this field whatsoever for the field it was in. And after, I'm thinking it was about 60 days, they let me go. Not a surprise. Was not heartbroken at all, other than the fact that now I have no money coming in to pay the bills again. But I was at the point with that job that I was not happy with the style of management or the way they handed out reprimands or discussed issues they were seeing in your performance with you. It's never good when your boss gives you a lecture or yells at you and treats you like a 2-year-old. So that's never a good environment to be in, and I'm quite happy to not be there anymore. Though I do worry about the staff that I have now left behind and feel like I have abandoned. So I've been trying to keep in touch and be positive for them. The other thing that has gone on is over the last, I discovered this back November, December-ish. I found a planner system, like a day planner system called the Happy Planner. And it is exactly that. It is happy. They have several different sizes. The planners go together with these little discs. You have to get a special punch if you want to add in your own paper. But it's designed that you can take pages in and put pages out without wrecking the holes, without having to open the binder, without having to worry about pages falling out. They have sticker systems. They have, it's awesome. So I have a regular day planner, and the cover says you have to get lost to find yourself. And that's kind of how this year has felt for me. So it really spoke to me when I found it, and I just absolutely had to get it. Then I picked up a teeny tiny little one. It was the Mum Planner. Michaels had them on clearance for $12. I have turned it into my podcasting planner. So each week you have 7 spots, and I'm writing out music So I'm planning out my shows. So going forward, you can figure there'll be 7 tracks on average per show. So each week I can fill out with the band name, how I got their music, where they're from, any little notes I want to make about their music, and then pop it in there and it's all set and ready to go. And then I know where to find the music, where I've saved it on the computer, or if it's been saved in the cloud or in Dropbox or whichever it is, and go from there. So hopefully this will help me be a little bit more organized for the podcast and give me something a little distracting and fun to do while I job hunt again, because that seems to be what my year is. But I can now eliminate a particular field from my job hunt because I know it was not a good environment for me. And you really need to love the job you're working at and doing, or at least have a really amazing boss that makes it worth going in each day. So if you're out there job hunting, go look for those things. It'd be awesome. So I've got at least 3 more tracks for you today because I had to put one on hold for swearies. But yeah, let's check out some more music and you can hear some more awesome things.
Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast, and when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
I gotta be honest, babe. When you're down, you're really down.
You don't want no saving. I guess I'll let you drown, but I don't wanna let you drown. And you're sitting in the corner crying out, and all I wanna do is work it out, but you don't even wanna text about it. And you're saying all your friends are going out, but no amount of the liquor can chase it down. And all I can say about it is, best believe in my love, even if it kills ya. Best believe in my love, even if it kills ya.
Well, what do you think? Two more fantastic tracks? I thought they were fantastic. But, you know, I don't play them unless I think they're pretty fantastic or something awes me in a track, even if I don't like something else. So this track actually was submitted to me back in October of 2018. Yep, my inbox says it was October 31st, 2018. So even though I may not play something right away, I do try to get to it as quickly as I can. Or, you know, if it's gotten lost in my inbox, eventually play it. So, this lovely track, you can find it on Bandcamp and SoundCloud and Spotify, apparently. They say this is one of a handful of tracks that they've written during a brotherly retreat to a cavern on Mount Baker. The goal of the trip was to reconnect with each other and free ourselves of the creative process. So, sounds pretty cool. I'd love to have a little getaway and, you know, find that little inspiration for the creative process and get things done. The email tells me that lyrically the song is a meditation on my relationship with my friend and songwriting partner Clint. We grew up skateboarding together and road running around suburban Vancouver, willfully and freely lost under 1,000 sporadic incandescent lights. All relationships face change, and ours has come a long way in the 20 years we've known each other. Modern love feels musically connected to Bona de Guerra, Morrissey, and the spiritually connected to Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers. So thank you for listening. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed that, and you can pop over wherever they have lovely tracks stored. And of course, up on the webpage, we will have links to at least one of their sites, as I do with all of our groups. Pretty fantastic there, eh? And track 5, which when I first heard it got me up and jiving and moving around because, well, it's a pretty groovy tune. Is groovy still used these days? I don't know. I never know these days what terms are being used. But hey, if I enjoy it, I'm going to use it. So that's the way we're going to fly. Now, let me see. This track was from a band called Unbloom, and it features Connor Morand, and the track is Believe, or Best Believe? Best Believe. Apparently I can't read my own writing today. The email tells me, Best Believe explores the hard truths of what it means to be in a relationship, to be in love. It can involve confrontation and the ensuing pain of getting to the core of where the relationship stands, or quite frankly, doesn't stand at all. Sometimes the relationship surprises you. The pain is temporary because the outcome is worthwhile. That's the kind of sentiment Connor and I wanted to explore in my new single. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. And that brings me almost to the end of the show. Now we've managed to get over half an hour. So hopefully you're all enjoying the shorter format. And this is depending on how much talky I want to do and how much talky about the band. This is probably whereabouts things are going to lie from here on going forward. And hopefully this lovely new little planner, every time I get a new track that feels awesome, I'm just going to write it down. And as we fill up a week, we'll record a song. There may be a day I do that too, but right now it'll be record a podcast. And hopefully inspire some other young musicians out there to pursue their dreams of being a musician or podcasting or whatever it may be that they want to do. So I'm sure you're all sick of hearing my voice now and would love to hear some more music, so we have one more track for you. I'm going to let them introduce themselves and the band, but I will tell you that they are from Edmonton, Alberta, and this was a direct submission to me, and I'm very likely going to play more of their songs in the future. So thanks for tuning in to Show 77. I hope Show 78 is out much sooner than Show 77 came to you, and follow me on Facebook and on Twitter and join our Telegram group. And thank you all the bands for submitting. Thank you fans for listening. And feel free to share this with your friends. Inspire them as well. Couldn't do it without everybody else that sends stuff in. And I am looking for bumpers. And those can come from the bands, come from fans. Happy to include whoever I can, wherever I can. So thanks for tuning in. And we'll catch you around. Ciao.
Hey, this is Kane from Kane Incognito, and you're listening to our track Fall In on Insomnia Radio Canada. Take my hand, don't be shy. It's time I change your life. Hold your breath and count to ten. No longer are we gonna play pretend. It's time to fall in love.
living in the past is how it's fair. The touch of your skin, the